loneliness has emerged as a persistent and powerful factor influencing the health and well-being of older adults. That's according to Trinity College Dublin's Irish longitudinal study on ageing, known as TILDA. The report also finds a significant proportion of older adults remain undiagnosed or undertreated for conditions that can seriously impact their health as they age. The study has now been tracking the health and well-being of 8,000 participants for 14 years. Regius Professor Roseanne Kenny is Principal Investigator with TILDA and is with us now. Roseanne Kenny, good afternoon to you.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Take us through the main findings of what you found here.
Well, first of all, with respect to loneliness, we found that loneliness doubled during the pandemic in people 50 and older in Ireland, but that this has now come back to pre-pandemic levels. Which is, you know, higher loneliness consistently, about 24% of the population at some stage or other. That's the first thing. People in couples or with children, living with children or others, are much less likely to experience loneliness than those living alone. So that's the first thing. I suppose it's a good news in that the levels are at pre-pandemic level.
Yes.
The second major thing is what we're calling unmet need. This is the scale of undiagnosed or poorly managed health conditions. For example, for people with high blood pressure, which is the main risk factor for a stroke or dementia or kidney disease or heart failure, 45, almost half, were not diagnosed. And of those who were diagnosed, another half, roughly, weren't properly treated in that the target recommended blood pressure had not been reached. So that just applies to hypertension. The story is the same for cholesterol and for diabetes and osteoporosis and depression.
Well, when you say there's an unmet need for a large number of medical conditions, and you specified some of them there, how and why is that happening?
How will what, sorry?
Unmet, how and why?
Oh, well, I mean, so how do you identify this? The issue with hypertension particularly is people are asymptomatic. They don't feel anything until they have stroke or some of the other complications associated with it. So it's raising awareness that after the age of 55, the prevalence of these conditions increases up to, for example, 2/3 of people over 70 have high blood pressure. And really alerting individuals to ensure that blood pressure is checked year on year, every year after the age of 45, together with the other markers, cholesterol and diabetes.
14 years this study has been taking place. Have you seen much in the way of change over the 14 years? Or have some of the findings, for example, on loneliness or unmet need, are these the inevitable results of ageing?
Well, no, nothing is inevitable. And that's the good news here is that everything we've cited, everything we've identified with respect to loneliness or burden on carers or the unmet need are modifiable. We can do something about them. It has to be said that there hasn't been much change over the last 14 years. And we really need to probably look at different ways of addressing these issues. First of all, empowering individuals to know what to have checked after a certain age and to make sure that happens. And secondly, to managing loneliness in terms of raising awareness amongst communities and then with respect to caring, you know, making respite care available. We showed that for carers who are providing more than 50 hours of caring a week, their own physical and mental health is significantly impacted. So they need to be given some respite. And this is recognised by NGOs engaged with these cohorts, that respite would make a big difference. In other words, somewhere that the person they're caring for can go into for a few weeks so that the carer gets a break and is fit enough to resume caring.
Roseanne Kenny from Trinity College's Dublin Irish Longitudinal Study on Ageing. Thank you for speaking with us.